Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul V. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearns.
Silly show this week, and to prove it, here's the start. Centurion Sect, Semi-Suicidal. You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band I've never heard of before called Centurion Sect that were introduced to me by a mystery listener, Tony.
Okay.
A mystery listener who may also have something to do with this show.
Okay.
And might be a bit Belgian.
That is a mystery, because I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the fact that you didn't say anything for quite a while would suggest that was, in fact, a mystery.
Exactly.
Yeah, and but they're not Belgian, Tony. I think they're from Kent.
Okay.
I'm not going to say they're from Whitstable, but they might be from Whitstable. Okay. But I don't know. They're Kentish, Tony. They're
right.
Kentish. And we're going to be playing another one of their songs at the end of the show as well, but I'll tell you about that at the end of the show. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Centurion Sect's Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/Centurion Sect?
No, ReverbNation.com/Centurion Sect 4, and that's the numeric 4. Paulie being in step 1, Tony nil. I've got some additional material for you, mate.
Okay.
Come from our special mate, I'll say spec, that's not very nice calling him a special mate, is it? Our mate, Fred, in Sweden.
Okay.
and he sent us for a joke, because I do like it when you send us your jokes into this section that I like, it's called Comedy Suburbs. Email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title in your email Comedy Suburbs. Mm-hmm. And that's what Fred did, and this is his joke. Now, I haven't even read this through, so, and this, I imagine, is a Swedish joke translated into English, so this could be a first for Punky Radio.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
He says, a man has just been laid off from work. He was standing on the railing of a high bridge getting ready to jump off when he happened to look down and see a little man with no arms dancing all around on the riverbank below. He thought to himself, life isn't so bad after all, and got off the railing. He then walked down to the riverbank to thank the little man for saving his life. Thank you, he said. I was going to jump off that bridge and kill myself. When I saw you dancing, even though you have no arms, I changed my mind. Dancing? I'm not dancing, the armless man replied bitterly. My arsehole itches and I can't scratch it. There you go. That's the kind of quality joke you can get in Sweden.
It's nice.
I'm not taking the piss. It's better than most ones we get.
Yeah.
I've also had an additional piece of additional material. A while back now, this came through from Rem, your mate Rem.
Okay.
Who's from, where is he again?
Oh, north of San Francisco. What's it called? I can't remember. Marin.
Yeah, somewhere around there. North of San Francisco. It says, hi, Paul and Tony. What a surprise to hear Pete Berwick or Berwick, open brackets, potato stroke potato, on your show. I've listened to him for years. Stumbled across him one time when I was looking for music for one of my YouTube videos. I used his song Busted in Kentucky with his permission. I've had some emails with Pete, and he is a hard-working musician, and as you said last week, he's had quite the life. My two favourite songs of his are Beer and Roadkill Blues. There's a great video for Beer, and then there's an incomprehensible YouTube link. And he goes, anyway, thanks so much, Rem. Yes, thank you, Rem. We still don't know where we stand with Pete Berwick / Pete Berwick, do we?
Well, no, apart from saying were we correct in our pronunciation?
Well, yes, except that we got an email from the great man himself saying, well done, you got my name right. But we said both.
We did, you're right.
So we don't know which one it is, still.
No.
So Pete Berwick / Pete Berwick, which is what I want to go with, if you're listening, could you please send us an email just basically telling us which one was right. Was it Berwick or Berwick? I'm sure I'll be able to work it out, written down.
Is it the first or the second? Might be the easiest way of doing it.
Hey, maybe you're clever.
Maybe he could record himself saying it and send his
that
MP3.
That's your binary code way of thinking. That's your ones and zeros. That's your black and white attitude to life, Tony.
Logistic boy.
You've come up with, is it the first one or the second one? Something that would never have occurred to me at all.
I'm all about solutions.
You are. You're all about solutions. There's a little bit of German rubbing off on you, my friend. Anyway, so yes, Pete Berwick, the first one, or Berwick, the second one. Which one are you? And thanks very much, Fred, and I hope to see you again soon as well. Right, get on the second track, shall we? Yes, we shall.
Yep.
Band called Heavy Ball, Tony.
Okay.
Who we got via Music Submit, and now I looked on that their internet there and thought that they were from Cumbria, but now I'm not so sure because I looked at something else. It said they were from Nottingham.
No, not much difference.
have we crossed the international date line this week, Tony? You seem to be making rather big pauses.
Do I?
Between me asking you questions, you answering. Hey, who? I don't know why. Perhaps it's just something you're affecting this week to throw me off the scent, you little logistical tinker. So anyway, Heavy Ball, you'll be pleased to hear, are from somewhere. And they're a really good ska band, and I listened to a few tracks by them. The first one that came up was this track we're about to play, and it's got one of those real distinctive ska guitars. I'm going to call it a giscar.
Okay.
Sound. I really liked it straight away and thought we'd play it this week. What do I know is, Tony, what is Heavy Ball's website?
Heavyball.co.uk?
Heavyball.net, my friend. Probably been internet too, Tony Neil. And this is, I'd like to dedicate this song to me a few weeks ago. This is Black Eye Friday.
Again down to the old oak tree. Not long till closing time, X in there drinking wine, boyfriend is looking at me.
button all stuck to his velvet seat. I said, I think they should. He says, I bet you would. 7 fingers to his feet. I hit him one time. He hit me 3 times. I was talking when I should have been listening. I was talking when I should have been listening. Starts playing out, somebody starts to scream. And the barman, he starts to shout,
told you before, get out.
Tell him I disagree. I hit him one time, he hit me 3 times. I was talking when I should have been listening. I was talking when I should have been listening. She loved me. She says that she's moved on, and now she's happy ever after.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Listen, I just want to introduce you. You already know him, but introduce everyone out there in Punky Radioland to my mate Steve. Say hello, Steve.
Hello, everybody.
There you go. That's Steve. And Steve is here. He's sort of... Steve's observing the show this week. Rather than getting that involved, he's observing it. And he made a very good observation just before we played the last song. Oh, in fact, during the last song, when I said, isn't Tony taking long gaps between me asking him a question and him answering? And Steve said, well, he is playing with an empty deck ball. You have got all the information in front of you. You're not making it very easy for him. And that's never really occurred to me before. So I can only apologise, Tony.
That's okay.
Anyway, have you got any Facebook for us?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your Facebook comments.
Oh, Tony, sorry. Have you thought of a song for it yet?
No.
Oh, never mind.
Thanks for your Facebook comments.
I've got one.
Okay.
Right, this is it from now on, all right? It's going to be Facebook, la 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 la. Facebook, la 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 la.
It's better than nothing.
It is. Shall we try it?
Okay.
Steve's saying very quietly about it, only just. Let's try it. Right, Steve, just for that, you're going to sing it with us. Right, so we're going to do it. Right, so Facebook, la 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 la. Facebook, la 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 la. All right, ready? Steve, ready? You might have to lean in for this, Steve. First one ever. Ready? So I'll go 1, 2, 3. And then we go. All right, so ready? Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Facebook, la 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 la. Facebook, la 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 la.
Beautiful. Yeah.
If you are on that there, Facebook, please do like our page. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, and leave us a comment. We're on the easy way to get in touch with us, especially if you are on Facebook. But as people just mentioned, not everyone is on Facebook.
I know, we could believe that, could we?
No.
I thought you were going to burst into tears then.
So we've still got some comments from our wishing us a happy birthday.
Oh, that's very nice.
So, continuing those ones, this week, Phil Powell, who was there for the recording of the 300th show, I think.
He was indeed. Didn't he have a thrash mandola with him?
He had something.
You had an odd instrument, didn't
we? It was an odd instrument. And we had a little audience there, didn't we? And he was one of them.
We had an audience. Phil was there with his zither.
And he says, I think the 10th birthday should be a live gig with 8 songs played by different bands. Thank you for the comment. Yes. You did reply saying, I agree with you entirely. Might be a good idea for Club 85 as well, although I suppose, really, we should do up north. Well, that's why I need another project.
What do you think, Tony?
I think it's a good idea. We mentioned it before, didn't we? Years ago.
I reckon the best thing to do, actually, might be to get in touch with Lenny and do it at Nottingham Punk Club.
That's true. They just do that every couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I'm sure we could sort it out to get some bands that have been played on Punky in the past from round there. Mm. We might be able to get Dragster up for it and one or two others, you know, because they're in common. But we might be able to get some good bands up for it and do it that way.
And maybe rather than organise the gig itself, just like latch onto that.
Yeah, and just see if he, because I'm sure he would be interested, and then we could just do a Punky Radio all day with 8 bands at that and advertise everything, of course, advertise everything with everything else and all that. Fuck it, we could get the Chavs back together.
Wow. And what would probably be there as well, wouldn't they?
That'd be amazing.
Your Wonky Unit would probably be there.
Wonky Unit would be up for it.
And Carl's still in the area.
Exactly.
We'd give that a go. I think it would be interesting, something for the 10th, if we could manage it.
Yeah, what a great idea to think about next year, not the Wibbly.
But yes, thanks for the mention, Phil. And thank you. He's a state agent, isn't he? That's all coming back to me now. Thank you. Tom Lugo's been in touch.
Tony, he doesn't like you bringing that up.
Doesn't he?
No.
Why not?
I think he'd rather be known as the mysterious Phil who plays the exotic instruments rather than Phil the estate agent.
Ah, be proud. Tom Lugo's been in touch. Thank you so very much for playing us. It's very polite. Stellascope, that is, on your show. I'm listening to it today and I dig the format. I have had some laughs. Keep all the great work, mate.
Yeah, absolute pleasure.
And Joseph Sir Borg's been in touch. Great mix this week. You can't argue with that.
He's a regular listener who regularly puts bits and bobs regularly on Facebook regularly.
And he's always positive. Enjoy.
I'd like to thank him for that. He's got a very positive outlook on life.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes Facebook. La 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 la. Facebook, la 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 la. I hope you're bobbing your head about as you're singing it
a little bit. Yeah.
I'm really enjoying it.
We'll remember that next week.
Yeah, I'll tell you what we won't remember next week, Tony. La Glaive and Loliol.
ce monopole. Nous, on décide de qui s'y colle. Vous, vous dites, ainsi soit-il.
Si t'es pas pour, alors t'as tort. Et nous, on te chope par le col. Puis dans le couloir de la mort, crois-moi, on fait moi le mariole. On a le glaive et l'auréole. Toute résistance est inutile. Méditez sur cette parabole. Et vous pourrez dormir docile. On a le glaive, l'auréole. On a le glaive et l'auréole. Toute résistance est inutile. Méditez sur cette parabole. Et vous pourrez dormir docile.
Face.
You're listening to Desiro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a Belgian band called Bikey. Barba ba barba 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 barba. Belgian band called Bikey.
Nice.
And yeah, and a track called Le Glaive et l'Oriole. I've got no idea what that means. It might mean the glove and the Oriole.
Hmm.
I doubt it though. that would be hoping a little bit too much. Steve has made yet another point about this, saying, But Paul, it's not fair that you do the competition with Tony because you win. You must win every week. I went, no, Tony wins sometimes, and Steve was actually quite amazed.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't quite know what the ratio is.
No,
but it's not. Good. It's not.
So anyway, what is? No, I'm calling them Bakey. Might be Bikey. Yeah, it's Bikey. I think it's Bikey. It's Bikey. It's not Bakey. It's Bikey. I remember they sent me an email saying you pronounce as Bikey. It's okay. Bikey. I'm sorry, Bikey. What is Bikey's SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud.com/Bikey.
No, SoundCloud.com/ Phil Bikey.
I don't know what it means.
B-A-I-K-I. Phil, P-H-I-L, as in Powell.
Yeah.
Okay. Links. Mm-hmm. Phil Bikey. Paulie Beans at 3, Tony Neil. Did you do anything last week?
I had to regrout my shower.
You live on the edge, you rock and roll superstar.
I'm pretty well dead. That's it, that's all I did.
Why did you have to re-grout it? Did you mess it up the first time?
Well, I grouted it. I don't know if I used the wrong grout or not, but it all started cracking. So I got some new grout that's flexible. So I had to dig the old grout out and then put a new grout in. Took me all weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Against what I did last week, Tony.
What did you do?
Brilliant. Oh, I went to Oslo. I had a great time. Went there on Thursday night, stayed with my mate Darren, and thank you very much, Darren, for letting me stay. I was once again prevented from becoming a Marmite smuggler.
Okay.
I have now tried twice, unsuccessfully, to get Marmite into Norway.
Do they keep taking it off you?
They keep taking it off me, and they're claiming it's a liquid and it's not, it's viscous. And I even argued with them, unsuccessfully this time, that if it was a liquid, it would be in millilitres or fluid ounces, but it's actually in grams. And they still confiscated my Marmite. I'm very upset about it.
Can I stick it in your on cargo luggage?
Do you go
hand luggage?
Didn't go pay for hold luggage on Ryanair.
You can see how often I fly, don't you?
Yeah, I only take hand luggage. No, what I'm going to do is I am going to smuggle it in my undercrackers.
Right.
What I'm going to do is I'm just going to put a big pot of Marmite down my pants and just stroll through X-Ray without so much as a buy your leave. Yeah, I'm actually going to become a Marmite smuggler.
Do it.
Yeah. Had a great time. The gigs were great at Queen's both night, Friday and Saturday night. Well, I did my Edinburgh preview show of my medieval England show, which was a very bizarre thing to do in front of an international crowd who didn't know anything about British history at all and were none the wiser after I'd finished. The second half of the show was four Norwegians performing in English. It really was a bizarre night. But they, you know what, everyone had a really good time. It was great.
Good.
And thanks to everyone that came along. The next show will be end of September. And there'll be more information about that in the future. So I'm going to play two songs in a row now, Tom.
Yep.
Stay tuned for our Polish friends Comity. But first up, we've got a band we played before called Law and Order, who are hardcore punks from the 1980s. And I'm not sure whether they've got back together or not, or whether this is just a re-release. We think they've got back together, don't we? Do we remember this?
I think so. Played with you, what, a month ago?
Anyway, what is Law and Order's website?
lawandorder.co.uk.
No, they haven't really got one. Well, first of all, Tony, as I just said, they're from America. No, you go via their record company, fetalrecords.com/law and order, and it's the symbol for the and. What's that called?
Ampersand.
Is that an ampersand?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, law ampersand order. fetalrecords.com/law-order, which of course makes it poorly be in the internet for Tony Neil. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, Tony. This is Violent Walk.
Knob cramp.
Nerwica natręt, tygodnie dzielą się na te dobre i na te złe. Kiedy nadchodzi, powoduje, że tracisz kontakt z samym sobą. Pętla zaciśnięta coraz mocniej wokół szyi i nigdy nie dowiesz się dlaczego. Tak musi być. Nerwica natręctw. Nerwica natręctw. Nerwica natręctw. Tygodnie dzielą się na te dobre i na te złe. Kiedy nadchodzi, nadaje sens przypadkowym wydarzeniom. Mocno wyrażone ręce próbują zerwać pętlę. Punkt neuroprzekaźników zrywa łączność z otoczeniem. Nerwica natręctw. Nerwica natręctw. A kiedy wszystko zaczyna wypadać ci z rąk, to wiesz, że tabletki, które wziąłeś, zaczynają działać. Dzielą się na te dobre i na te złe. Kiedy nadchodzi, powoduje, że tracisz kontakt z samym sobą. Pętla zaciśnięta coraz mocniej wokół szyi. Nigdy nie dowiesz się dlaczego. Tak musi być. Nerwica natręctw. Nerwica natręctw.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You just heard Comity from their latest album, which I have in front of me. And it's called Pasto Fino. The track was called Novice Netretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretretret
I can see. I can see you on video now. How weird is that?
Did How I can you that? See me on video? You've done that. You've done that. I did just notice. I've rocked up. You just switched on the video of me, Tony.
I haven't. What's it on?
Oh, maybe... I would turn that off very quickly. Because you might find out what Steve's doing to me if it scrolls down.
You've seen as I'm an expert in computing, and I fact run a quite successful IT development company. I can't figure out how to turn this off. So I might just have to look at your Chevy
You're
Chase.
You're going to have to look at me, Tone. I'm sorry about this. Fortunately, I only have to look at that weird photograph of you looking like some cult leader. What is Comety's website?
Comety.com.
It is indeed. And it's K-O-M-E-T-Y. Tony 1, Paulie B. Internet 4. You're back in the room, Tone.
Thank you very much.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Yep, another week, another gigs at the 12 Bar Club. Don't forget, please do support 12 Bar. It might be closing. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/punkyradio. There is a petition on there. Do sign it. I noticed this week that Patrick Stewart had some relation playing at the 12 Bar Club. I did tweet him, but he didn't retweet me.
Wanker.
I know. But anyway, do support it. But you can also support it by going there. So this
I've turned off the video, Tone.
Ah! That's better.
It's all round.
So this Thursday, the last day of July, Standard Lamps, Penny Orchids, Belly Eye Smile, and Sugar Spot. It's at Hieronymus Bishbosh night.
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday evening.
I'm going to go £6.
£5.
Oh, Hieronymus Bishbosh.
Yeah. Friday night, God Mode, Bridge Ants, Fishmongers, Shotgun Stacy, and Jamie Roach, or Roch. I'm saying Roch.
Alright.
It's an Enterprise Studios night. How much do you think Friday evening?
£6.
It is. Yeah. And finally, Saturday night, Cartel, Proven, To the Nines, Preserver, and Curb Stomp. It's a Ruction Records night.
Gonna be heavy.
It might be. How much do you think Saturday evening?
£6.
It is.
Oh, there you go. 566. 50 doors down for the number of the beast. Or is it?
That's right, isn't
because,
it?
Because, no, because I was listening to the cricket today because I live a rock and roll lifestyle. And someone wrote in about 666 because they were doing the players' numbers in international cricket.
Okay.
Right, and they were saying that player number 666 was this player and said that that player would forever be the Dark Lord, the number of the beast.
Hmm.
Right, and then someone wrote in and said, actually, there's been a recent translation of the Bible that suggests that 666 is in fact not the number of the beast. It was a mistake. And 616 is the number of the beast, which makes James Kirtley Satan. So there you go. It's possible we've been looking through the wrong kitchen window for the last couple of years.
Damn it.
The cheeky devil hiding down the road. But yeah, anyway, but should we stick with 666?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, okay. All right.
Keeps things simple, doesn't it?
Yeah. So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12.
Hey, I've got a song for you now.
Okay.
About, you know that mysterious Belgian that's involved in the show?
Yes.
She's only gone and told me about another band as well.
Wow.
Called Men With Ven. Who are Essex. So we've had some in Kentish, now we're going Essex. We're keeping it either side of the Thames Estuary today, Tony, and we're keeping it real.
Yeah, nice.
And I really like this. This is when I first heard this song, I started hearing it, I thought, oh, dang, I'm not sure about this. And then it got going. I liked it more. And by the end of it, I loved it. Question is, what is Men With Ven's Bandcamp page?
menwithven.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 2, probably been Internet 4. Steve, can you see how the fight back happens?
By sheer chance.
Skill, my friend.
He's a bit like the Sphinx, isn't he? He doesn't say a lot. Anyway, Well done, both of you. You lovely fellas. This is Men With Ven, and I can do that.
What exactly do you do for a living?
Well, I've been known to do some painting,
decorating,
bricklaying,
dog training,
and wedding DJing,
welding,
gelding,
fencing.
I've even carried stuff for Sherpa Tenzin.
I've been a farmer, a snake charmer.
Whoa! Bill wrote a lesson for the Dalai Lama.
He did.
Carl's qualified in cod psychology.
And I can turn me into gynecology.
A butcher, a baker,
a candlestick maker.
An overachiever as an undertaker.
Personal services, assisted showers.
Fact creation.
24 hours.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. I don't charge much and I won't charge that. Tell me what you want and I'll change me at. I've been there, I've done it, I'll tell ya. I can do that.
Oh, I can do that! Just cash, just cash. Just don't mention anything to the tax man. And don't write anything down.
I can do that.
I can do that! A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Turn me into anything, really.
I've been a gigolo for Kate Bigelow.
Nice.
An understudy by Tony Figueroa.
I fixed a football match.
A fridge and a car.
We once ran a bar at a bar mitzvah.
A lorry driver.
And a diver for pearls.
I taught the Dagenham girl buggers how to do their twirls.
I sold a skip load of makeup to Katie Price.
Some wholesale pharmacy.
We did that twice.
I've been a goodie.
A baddie.
Trevino's caddy.
Ask me nicely, I'll be your daddy.
Bespoke bicycle and boiler repair.
And if you don't pay our bill,
you'll get hospice care.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. I don't charge much and I won't charge that. Tell me what you want and I'll change me at. I've been there, I've done it, I'll tell ya. I can do that.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
I don't charge much and I won't charge that.
Charge that.
Tell me what you want and I'll change me at. I've been there, I've done it, I'll tell ya. I can do that.
Well, rumour has it times are hard, but really, it's simple economic theory. Like that bloke Milton Keynes says, something will turn up.
I can do that.
But my ultimate ambition, what I want to do most of all, is nothing at all. Like our good friend,
Matt Percival. I can do that.
Angry Pirate.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I've had more information from the beautiful assistant, Steve, here, about, you know, we didn't know what Le Glaive et l'Oriole actually meant.
Yeah.
Well, Steve thinks it means...
The sword and the halo, but I could be wrong.
The sword and the halo, but he could be wrong.
Oh.
Yeah. So it could mean the sword and the halo. Bit of information for you there, Tony.
That's what would be nice.
Yeah. So, are you doing anything this week? Got any grouting escapades, or...?
I think I'm grouted out. Yeah. No, no, I think it's a straight week now. I might even get a chance to have another day off. Maybe at the weekend.
Wow, you've been out grouted.
Yeah. What are you up to?
Oh, nothing as exciting as that.
Of course.
I've got my comedy show on Friday night featuring Matt Kirshen, Simon Emmanuel and Ignacio Lopez in Hitchin at Woodside Hall. You can find out more at lastminutecomedy.com. It's going to be a brilliant show. And then straight after that, I'll be driving up to Edinburgh, where I embark on 3.5 weeks at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, Tony.
Oh, blimey.
I know. It's nearly as much fun as grouting.
Nearly.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And you can find out more about what I'm doing at Edinburgh basically by typing my name into the internet.
Okay.
You'll find it before long. Information via lastminutecomedy.com. I think I've got all the information there about it. Or via my own... website that I hardly ever mention, which is paulbedwards.wordpress.com.
Ah, well, that even exists
there as well. I'm really looking forward to it with a certain amount of trepidation.
Yes, there's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of Tony, if I was a red-headed scouse, 70-year-old goofy annoyance, I would possibly call it a lot of work.
Yes.
That's right.
It's not often we have Cilla Black references on the show.
It's not. It's not. I might sing some Cliff before the end of the show. So, yes. So, that's what I'm doing. And that's what you're doing. But I'll tell you what. Starlings of Sound are doing, Tony. And in keeping with the fact that number one in the box office charts this week at that their cinema picture house at the Flicks is Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Mm-hmm.
In keeping with all that, I thought we'd play this Starlings of soundtrack from their latest album, which is called Tank Tracks. I thought I'd play Monkey's Attack. Listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Starlings of Sound, Monkey's Attack, like that. I like that band a lot, actually. They came through via Slovenly Records, and hello, Joe, and everyone at Slovenly. What is Starlings of Sound's website?
Starlingsofsound.com.
Tony.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Ooh.
It's Tony 3. Poorly be then step 4. Steve's got a little grin on his face. He kind of wants this to be an honourable draw here. I don't think he wants me to win, Tone.
I think I want everybody to shout fix.
Oh, hang on a minute. What was that, Steve?
I think I want everybody to shout fix.
Right. I don't want everybody to shout, you fucking sphinx. Right. Tony, have you got sorry. So, have you got a track for us?
I don't.
Oh, dear.
Again.
Go on, then. Go through the motions.
So, yeah, please... As I have mentioned it before, please do remember your twats. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's quite simple. All twats receive your thanks. Just email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Title your email is a twat, and get featured in the show. I can't do this feature without you, so email me. Email me now. Thank you.
We've never had such a prolonged shortage of twat in our lives, Tony.
No. And I don't, as previously mentioned, I don't believe it's because we are running out of twats in the world.
No.
I'll volunteer for the
evening. Oh, here goes, Steve.
I'll volunteer for the evening, if that helps.
Yeah, well, go on then, Steve. Why?
Well, I'll be a twat.
Well, all right, well, lean forward and tell us why then.
Well, I'm generous.
You've just listened to what he said. You've got to give us the reason.
Oh, did you say
where you're from?
You have a reason.
I had to listen. You just said interject when I wanted. So
well, that's right,
did.
Steve. You've just given us a reason.
There you are.
So, Tony, this will be... I'll do this. So, for saying that he'll be a twat but not listening to how to become a twat and not having a reason for being a twat even though he needs to be a twat and have a reason for being a twat, Steve White of Right Now, the Highwayman's Lodge, Punky Radio Land,
is a twat.
There you go, it's that simple. Well done, Steve. You've gone down in twat history. Band we learnt about at the top of the show, Tone, we're going to finish the show with this week, Centurion Sect. You've heard Semi-Suicidal, now you're going to hear another track by them, which I like as well. Let's see if you remember this. What is Centurion Sect's Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/ Centurion Sect band.
No! No! ReverbNation.com/ Centurion Sect 4! And it's Eric 4. And Steve, actually, rather bizarrely, looked and pointed into my laptop, showing up four fingers. Like that would make...
The like camera's not on this count.
The video's off, Steve. I turned it off for a reason. Paulie being Internet 5, Tony 3. This is PJ's.
Like if I'm in a rush to get something and I'm in my pajamas, I'll go to the garage for a pack of cigarettes or to another shop like.
That was Centurion Sect, PJ's. You know, Tony, Steve's been moaning on now about how he couldn't even email in to be a twat. I think he's having second thought. He's just getting extra twatty with everything he says, really. That's about it for this week. Maybe you'd like to remind people how else they can listen to the show, Tone.
Yep, we are on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk Radio, PODUNK, radio.com. And finally, we're on Radio Andra, which you can find at Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE.
Right, let's see if Steve's ever listened to the show before, shall we? I'm hoping to see some of you in Hitchin on Friday or in Edinburgh over the next month. Say goodbye, Steve. No, he hasn't been listening. He's been the Sphinx again. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Oh, yeah.